Misanthrope Radio.
Welcome to our show. Today we will be discussing Misanthrope Radio and specifically
Lorenzo's big, meaty cock.
I was told that in some circles my cock is referred to as Jew pride.
Misanthrope Radio starts now.
Welcome to the season 2 premiere of Misanthrope Radio. Why does everything take so fucking long? Have you noticed that? And maybe this is just something that comes with age. I'm not in my 20s, 30s, or even my 40s. I just turned 50 not too long ago. And while this is not necessarily something new for me, as I get older, all I can think about is why does everything take so fucking long? It feels like as I get older, the world around me is becoming more inefficient than it was before. And I really believe in my fucking heart that it's by design. The 10-minute oil change is now a 30-minute oil change. There's no such thing anymore as running through the drive-thru at McDonald's. You're going to be in that line, or you're going to be pulled over to the side for at least 10 minutes. And God forbid you go inside because their corporate fucking ethos says that the drive-thru is their priority. You're not going to get your food any faster inside. You're just going to have to listen to shitty fucking classic country music while sitting on uncomfortable, uncleaned fucking furniture in a dining room that's 15 degrees too fucking cold, with your feet sticking to the fucking floor because they use the same mop that they mop the fucking disgusting greasy kitchen out in the dining room. Show up to your doctor's appointment 15 minutes early so they can have the peace of mind of knowing that their meal ticket is in the building, and they'll get to you when they can. 45 minutes later, sometimes an hour after your scheduled appointment time, they finally call you back. Everything is more inefficient now than it ever has been, in my opinion. I cannot imagine a time in America that's been more inefficient than it is right now. The bus is late. The subway is late. Banks even are rarely unlocking their doors exactly on time anymore. Nobody is open on time. Nothing is happening in a timely manner anymore. What the fuck changed? Why does everything take so fucking long? And I say it's by design because I think it is. Think about it like this. If you're just a regular working man, what part of your day actually operates on your schedule? Is there anything? No. Everything in your life is fucking predicated on somebody else's level of motivation, somebody else's fucking corporate talking points, and somebody else's piss-poor attitude. For example, I was at my favorite fucking fast food restaurant the other day, Arby's. They have the fucking meats. Now, as you may have figured out by the way this fucking bit is starting out, I'm very conscious of the amount of time that things take me to accomplish. Did I say that right? The amount of time that things take me to accomplish. Yeah, I said that right. Fuck off. I'm very conscious of the amount of time I spend accomplishing tasks. This particular task was me feeding myself before I was going to be going to the high school football game. I decided to go into Arby's because I've been fucked in their drive-thru too many times. I walk in, I walk up to the counter, and this is the exchange. Now, pay very close attention to what I say after I'm greeted.
Hi, welcome to Arby's. What can we make fresh for you today?
I would like a number 2 combo double meat with medium curly fries and a large Coke. And can I please get some horsey sauce in the bag? Pretty good, right? I know. I had my entire order in my head, ready to go. So when I was given the opportunity to speak, I did so in a very efficient manner. Now this is what happened afterwards.
You said a number 2?
Yes.
Did you say double meat?
Yes, I did.
Did you want cheese on that?
No. If I'd wanted cheese, I would have ordered a number 1. A number 1 is a number 2, but with cheese. So no, I don't want cheese.
Okay, and you said you wanted curly fries. Would you like those medium or large?
I already said I wanted the medium.
Oh yeah, that's right. And you said you wanted a medium Coke?
No, ma'am. I said I wanted a large Coke.
Oh yeah, okay, large Coke. So I have a number 2, double meat, medium curly fries, and a large Coke. Would you like any sauces?
I already told you I wanted horsey sauce in the bag.
Okay, horsey sauce in the bag. Would you care for one of our fresh baked cookies or one of our fried pies?
No, thank you.
And would you like to round up to support area kids?
Motherfucker. No, I don't want to round up to support area kids.
Oh, well, okay. Will this be cash or card?
My card is already in the reader.
Okay, here's your receipt, your order number 522. We'll have that out for you shortly.
You see what I'm saying? Everything takes so fucking long now. Even the most simple transaction of just ordering a fucking meal so you can get to the next place you need to go takes so fucking long. There is no such thing as fast fucking food anymore. That entire transaction was infuriating. When she greeted me, I immediately gave her every piece of information she needed in order to complete the transaction without saying another fucking word. But instead, what happened was she didn't pay attention to a fucking word I said, and I ended up having to walk her through each fucking detail that I had already fucking stated. And then she had to try to fucking upsell me her fucking disgusting Arby's desserts. And then she had to try to fucking get me to round up in order to support some fucking nameless charity that Arby's, rather than fucking making a donation themselves, is trying to pass along to the consumer. These people at all of these businesses pimping me to fucking round up drives me nuts. Anyway, the only ones who have a fucking leg to stand on when it comes to rounding up is McDonald's. They have their own fucking charity, Ronald McDonald House, world famous. Everybody knows about it, and by all accounts, it seems to be a pretty fucking straightforward and good charity. Taco Bell has some kind of weird fucking scholarship fund. Arby's is trying to provide something for fucking kids, but they're not going to tell you what it is. And they're passing that bullshit off to the consumer. Arby's, Taco Bell, Burger King, you motherfuckers, if you want to affiliate with some fucking charity, then fucking do so and leave me the fuck out of it. Why don't you take a portion of the fucking proceeds and make your charitable donation and stop fucking bothering people? Or raise the price of everything on the menu 3 cents so you can then give your fucking donation without having to come out of your own pockets to give it. Stop being fucking weird. Why are you making me feel like an asshole because I say I don't want to round up every fucking time I'm there? Sometimes I round up, sometimes I don't. But I don't feel like I should get fucking pressured and have some fucking mole-faced, overweight, fucking 45-year-old goddamn Arby's clerk looking over her fucking weird 1987 glasses at me because I said I don't want to fucking round up that day. Fuck you. I'm getting off track. The rounding up and the bullshit charities is not why I'm mad. It's not why I'm talking about this today. No, I'm talking about this today because that fucking Arby's transaction took way too fucking long. It required way too much fucking effort. It took way too many fucking words, and it is all by design. Have you been to a gas station lately? I drive a truck that gets 15 miles per gallon. I'm at gas stations all the fucking time. Here's how my last fuel purchase went at a local gas station. I walked inside to get a soda and some chewing gum and also buy $25 in gas.
Hey man, how's it going? Is this all for you?
No, actually, I have this stuff here that I'm trying to buy, and I also need $25 in gas on pump number one.
Oh, right. 25 in gas. Okay.
You said pump number one? Yes, sir. Pump number one.
Oh, right. And the gum. Bro, did you know that Trident has a blueberry flavor? It is so good, bro. It's right over there. You should really get one.
No, I'm good, man. Thank you. I prefer spearmint.
Oh, okay, right on, bro. Okay, total's $28.33. Are you a rewards member, dude?
No, I'm not.
Would you like to be? You get 10% off items in the store, and occasionally you get pretty sick fuel kickbacks.
No, dude, I'm good. Thank you.
It would really help me out personally if you signed up for the rewards program because I get a bonus at the end of the month if I get the most signups.
I appreciate that. Maybe I'll come back and do that some other time, but I really need to be going.
Oh, yeah, right on, man. Thanks. Yeah, put Chad on the application so I get the credit.
I absolutely will, Chad.
Will that be cash or card?
Fuck, the card's already in the reader, Chad.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, bro, you're good to go. Do you need a receipt?
No, thank you, Chad. And then I turned around and went outside and pumped my fucking gas. Infuriating. Took too long. Entirely too many fucking words. What the fuck happened to the days when you went to the gas station and the fucking gas station attendant didn't even speak to you? Don't make me start missing Corky.
That's what I'm saying. The rude cocksucker gas station attendant at the other fucking fueling station in town. I don't like the quality of their fuel, so if I have to get gas, I go to the fucking Conoco here in town. Give me gasoline from a company that specializes in making fucking gasoline. You see what I'm saying? But that conversation took too fucking long. Took too many fucking words. 15 years ago, you walk in there, you set your shit down, the guy doesn't even look at you, rings you up, you say you need $25 in gas, he punches it in, nods his head at the fucking card reader, and away you go. And that was absolutely fucking perfect. I don't know what the fuck happened. What the fuck changed in our society that now everything requires so many fucking words? Another example, one of my employees called in sick today for tomorrow. Okay, let me walk you through how that fucking conversation went.
Hey, Lorenzo, I'm not gonna be able to come to work tomorrow. I'm sick, like really bad sick. I've got like a fucking chest thing going on, and every time I cough, stuff comes up, and my nose is running nonstop, and then I have like kind of a fever, but like only on the right side of my face. It's like a face fever. But only, like, and it's not even, like, my fucking nose. It's, like, my cheek and my eye and my fucking temple. I've got a fever only in those places. It's bizarre. And I tried to get into the doctor, but it's, like, Sunday, so I can't. But I'm not going to be able to come to work tomorrow, I don't think. If I can, though, I'll let you know. But I just wanted to give you a heads up and let you know that I'm probably not going to be there tomorrow.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. Get to feeling better. I will...
But, like, I don't want you to be mad. That's the thing. I don't want you to get mad at me and, like, hold it against me. Because, like, everybody gets sick, you know? Everybody gets sick sometimes. And, yeah, I've been sick more than most people, I guess. But I've got a fever on, like, one-third of my head. The other two-thirds is pretty okay, but that one-third is crazy. And I think I have, like, a boil or something coming up right below my eye. And I don't understand what that's about either. If you need pictures, I'll send you pictures to show you that I am truly sick. Like, I didn't even curl my hair today.
No, it's fine. I don't need photo evidence. Just get to feeling better, and then...
Oh, I knew it. You're finally mad at me. Like, I knew that this was gonna happen. Because I call in sick sometimes, but I've got a bad back, and I have rheumatoid arthritis. And I have carpal tunnel syndrome and sleep apnea. My last doctor told me that all I needed to do was lose weight and, like, start exercising. So I fucking fired him. And then he died, like, shortly thereafter, right? Like, he's fucking giving me advice on how to be healthy. And then he fucking dies. Fuck you, doc. So I went and got another doctor who gave me all of these fucking painkillers and all this medicine and stuff. All these anti-inflammatories and stuff to keep my rheumatoid arthritis in check. But now I've got a fever, like, on a third of my head. Just only a third. It's so weird. It's so bizarre. I'll send you pictures if you don't believe me. Lorenzo, you're not saying anything. You have to... I just don't want to lose this job. I don't want to lose this job, man. It's all I have. It's everything.
No, it's fine. Get to feeling better and then come back.
You're going
to
fire me, aren't you? I knew it. You're going to fire me. Just wait. I'll show you. I'll bring in all the documentation that you need. Do I have to go to the doctor, though? I don't really have enough for the copay. I've just got, like, this fever and this gnarly chest thing. I don't call in much, do I?
You've called in 4 times in the last 90 days.
You're keeping track, even. I knew it. Dude, you're going to fire me. I can't be fired. I can't lose my job. It's like you don't even care that I have rheumatoid arthritis and sleep apnea and carpal tunnel syndrome. And I have this weird thing on my calf that I don't know what it is. And all of my fucking toenails are ingrown. It's like you don't even care. You don't even really care about me. All you care about is productivity. Productivity, it's all we hear you say.
It's fine. Just come to work when you feel better. And that's really all that we need to talk about. Have a good night.
Just don't fire me.
I would love to tell you that I was joking, that it didn't really go down like that, that was a fucking dramatization. But that really is as close to what actually happened as I can reasonably give you. People are fucking crazy. Everything takes so long, and everything requires so many fucking words. So many fucking words. Here I am running a fucking podcast where all I do is fucking throw words at you, and I'm telling you that in order to navigate my normal fucking life, I have to hear way too many fucking words from people who have no business giving them out. Everything is designed to take up the maximum amount of your time possible. The really damaging part in my mind is that there's no solution. No, everything is designed nowadays to eat up the maximum amount of your time in order to literally just fucking keep you engaged or to drain you for more money. Ordering food at Arby's, talking to the employee who just needed to call in sick, maximum words used, minimum words needed, maximum time wasted, minimum time required. I don't have any solutions for you. This isn't one of these times where Lorenzo's going to sit down, point out something that you probably haven't fucking realized yet, and then tell you exactly how to remedy it in your life. I'm sure that there will be times when I do that for you. I'm sure if you listen to season one, I probably did it a few times in season one, handed you a quality of life solution. There is no fucking solution here. None. There's nothing you can fucking do. Everything is designed to waste your time. Look at the gas station interaction by itself. I walked in to pay for my fuel and I had to talk to that motherfucker for 4 minutes. If I would have paid for my fuel out at the fucking pump, I would have had to answer a series of 6 fucking questions in order to be able to fucking fuel up the vehicle. You see what I'm saying? There's no way around it. They're either going to try to upsell you, they're going to try to fucking get you to sign up for something, they're going to try to get you to contribute to fucking something, or they just simply want your fucking time. There is no solution. Welcome to the fucking Terror Dome. And you know what? Let me know. If I'm off base and I'm fucking losing my shit here for no reason, and I'm really reading into shit, or I'm really extrapolating too much, or this is the way it's always been and I just never fucking noticed before, which I don't think that that's true. If you know anything about me, you know I would have fucking noticed. If I'm off base or if I'm being an asshole, let me fucking know. Lorenzo, people just want to talk to you about stuff. They're just trying to provide better service. Stop being a fucking dick. I'll take that on board, but I don't think I'm being a dick here. I think that they're literally eating up significant portions of the remaining time I have left on this fucking earth with talking about goddamn coupons and pimping me to contribute to some nameless fucking charity. Fuck you. Fuck those fuck-ass kids and your fucking weird charity. Anyway, that's all. It's just an observation or a series of observations, I should say, that I've had over the last, you know, few years, and it's really starting to fucking get to me. Okay, on to the next segment.
Welcome to the Boomer Bunker Podcast, straight out of Jersey, where we don't sugarcoat a damn thing. We call it like we see it. Loud, proud, with a side of attitude. Politics, culture, everyday nonsense. Forget about it. We're diving in. If you want polite and polished, go listen somewhere else. But if you want real talk, Jersey grit, and laughs, this is your spot. The Boomer Bunker Podcast. Jersey tough, boomer bold. Check us out at boomerbunker.com or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Segment two.
Oh, welcome to Dipshit and Chucklefuck in the Morning. I'm Dipshit.
And I'm Chucklefuck.
If you're tuning in for the first time and you don't know anything about us, let me give you a little backstory. We were doing fucking radio. Actual radio, like in your car. We were working at a radio station in Waterloo, Iowa, when Chucklefuck over here said the word cunt on the radio. You can't do that, Chuckles.
Ah, goddammit, I know that now.
Yup, Chucklefuck said the word cunt on the radio, and that was basically the end of our radio career. But what we decided to do is we were going to go ahead and start us a fucking podcast in a stream. Thankfully, the entire Dipshit and Chucklefuck fan base is slowly starting to filter in and join the party. What kind of party are you asking? Well, let me tell you. Matter of fact, let me have Chucklefuck tell you. Chuckles, why don't you tell them about the nonstop fucking party we got going on over here on Dipshit and Chucklefuck in the Morning?
Well, you go ahead and you tune in at 6 o'clock Central Time, and we're going to be doing our morning show just like we did it on the radio, except now we can say fuck, cunt, shit, pussy, son of a bitch, cocksucker, and goddamn. No FCC can fuck with us anymore. And we've got a whole extravaganza lined up for you, don't we, Dipshit?
We sure do. Let me tell you about the extravaganza that we have lined up for you today. We've got our two favorite girls, Sugar Tits and Milf Knockers, lined up here to fucking wrestle to the death in a kiddie pool filled with Crisco. And when I say to the death, I mean actually to the death. But before we get to any of that, we gotta make our number. Do you understand what that means? This shit ain't free. The content that we're putting out is worth something. It has value, okay? And in order for us to keep on doing this fucking podcast and this stream, we gotta make our money. Does that make sense? And it's not for me. And it's not for Chucklefuck over there. It's for the people who help us put on this show day in and day out. Me and Chucklefuck have already made our money.
Yeah, that's right. It's for the producers, and it's for the fucking ladies with the tits over there that are getting ready to wrestle to the death. It's for them. It ain't for us.
So we got to make our number, and our number today is $260. Now, what we're going to do is we're not going to do any content, and we're just going to turn this into a giant fucking begging telethon until you give us the money that we're looking for. There's $10 right there from Cunty Cuntbag. Thank you. There's another $15 from Sisters Cunt. Thanks a lot.
Hey, we just got $6 over here from Danny.
$6, Danny? That's all you could fucking do? That's all you could really spare, Danny? $6 for your buddies dipshit and chuckle fuck here? We're going to be entertaining you all morning long until 10 a.m. Central Time, and all that's worth to you is $6? Well, fuck you, Danny. Fuck you, buddy. I don't know what kind of life you live, but we're over here in the struggle. We're in the fight, and you're saying that we're only worth $6. You're a cocksucker, Danny. You're a cocksucker, and your sister fucks the blacks.
That's right. I heard she fucks the blacks.
Okay, Danny just came back in with another $15. That puts you up to $21 for the day. Thank you, Danny. Thank you for helping get us towards our goal. I'm sorry that I said that your sister is a whore for the blacks. I'm sorry that I said that. I was just heated in the moment because, you know, we're struggling. In here. We're trying, okay? We're really trying to bring this content to you every day. Do you understand what you're listening to right now? I probably should have prefaced it with a little bit of an explanation before I just launched into the fucking dramatization of what I'm going to talk about today. This is entirely the fault, incidentally, of John Jamingo. I honestly would not have known that this is something that actually takes place in the fucking world had Jamingo not gone on a screaming fucking rant about it on something. I don't know if it was his show or if he was on somebody else's show, but I heard it. I was absolutely astounded, so I had to seek it out and find it. Turns out it was right in front of my face the whole fucking time. I just didn't pay any attention to it. If you consume podcasts or live streams in any way, shape, or form, you have run across the Dipshit and Chucklefuck show, or one just like it, and probably not even realized it. What you just heard there, and Dipshit gave you a fairly accurate fucking description of the phenomenon that I'm going to go into today. What you just heard there was Dipshit and Chucklefuck in the morning got fucking fired from their job in Bumblefuck, Iowa, and decided, well, fuck radio, these motherfuckers. I'm going to take my fucking show directly to the internet as a means, incidentally, I think they all have this in mind, as a means of being able to show potential new employers in terrestrial radio that I have all of these listeners that followed me from my last job onto the fucking internet and will follow me to the job you're going to give me. I think that's what they fucking have in mind, but it doesn't really work out like that. Radio people losing their fucking radio jobs, going to the internet, and then continuing to try to do their radio show while also browbeating their fucking audience into giving them money directly from their pockets, in addition to squeezing any bit of advertising revenue they can out of the fucking platforms that they're working with and whoring themselves out in any way they possibly can in order to make a buck. Why, you ask? Why would they fucking do that? Why go to all the effort? Why alienate your fans and also fucking turn off anyone who happens to stumble across your show by bludgeoning them over the head with 5 minutes of fucking commercials before they even hear you speak for the first time? Why would any podcaster do that? Well, there really is only one reason. Current and former radio people are entering the world of podcasting and streaming and holding daily fucking telethons to raise money and withholding content if they don't fucking make their money and selling every fucking second of air quotes airtime that they can to anybody who will advertise on their shitty little fucking podcast and whoring themselves out for sponsorships and personal appearances. And they're doing all of that for one fucking reason and one reason alone. They're doing it because they're afraid. It's fear. It's plain, unadulterated fucking fear.
fear of being irrelevant, fear of fading away and not being quasi-famous in your fucking dumpy little shitbox 68,000-person town, fear of being just like everyone else, and primarily and most importantly, a fear of having to get a real job. I'm not joking. It sounds fucking preposterous, doesn't it? But if I hired a team of ninjas to go abduct 25 radio people from across the country, lined them all up in my basement taped to fucking folding chairs, injected them with sodium pentothal, and asked them one question and one question only, what is your biggest professional fear? They would all say the same thing, not being able to talk on the radio anymore and having to go get a real job. That's really all it boils down to. So when you log on to Twitch or Facebook or X or YouTube and you click the button to listen / view your favorite morning show every morning, and what you hear is this: guys, we're getting so close to our goal. God, we're fucking so close. We're only $68 away from making our goal for the day. And then once we do, we can get these two fucking big-titted broads in here to wrestle to the death in a kiddie pool filled with Crisco. Get the girls in here. Let's let them talk to our audience here real quick. Let's get them in here. You two girls, step up to the mic here, hang your tits in my face, that would be great, and tell my audience what they're in for once we get that $68.
Well, this bitch been talking shit, and I'm gonna beat her fucking ass. Oh yeah, we're past the point where we're ever gonna be able to repair this, and I'm gonna kill this bitch in Crisco today. Bullshit, bitch, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
You hear that? $68. Make that $58. Princess Fucktard, thanks for the $10. $58 away from watching these two bitches here try to kill each other in a kiddie pool filled with Crisco on the Dipshit and Chuckle Fuck in the Morning Show. We're going to take a break and be right back. When you click on your favorite fucking internet morning show and you hear that, all you're really doing by contributing money to those fucking ass clowns is keeping them from having to get a real job because they're singularly unqualified to do anything. So just fucking stop. Stop giving your money to fucking radio people who are begging for your fucking cash on the internet. Stop! Especially in this economy. With fucking ground beef at Walmart being $6.59 a pound, you're giving $15 to the Chuckle Fuckthon? Just so you can watch methed out bitches fucking wrestle in Crisco? Are you fucking serious? Just so you can listen to them tell fucking bad one-liners and do inside jokes that only people who've been following the show for years are actually going to understand. $15 a day, $15 a week, $15 a month is too much money to give to fucking radio people who 3 weeks before were doing all of this stupid shit for you for absolutely free. Terrestrial radio has been so close to teetering on the edge of irrelevance for so long, Dipshit and Chucklefuck were just happy that you were tuning in. Now they're going to pimp you for their fucking daily goal of $240 for the privilege of listening to them do the shit that they were giving you for free 3 weeks ago. Dipshit and Chucklefuck in the morning. Fuck me. The idea of paying some fucking radio guy $15 to hear him tell old fucking jokes and do bad fucking bits just blows my mind. And they're doing it. That's the thing. Over and over and over again, every single day, you've got people contributing to the fucking keep me from having to get a job fund to keep fucking losers like that Aaron Imhold guy from having to fucking go to Home Depot or Jiffy Lube where he fucking belongs. I could literally go on about this topic all fucking night long and not lose a fucking ounce of steam. I could fill the fucking internet with all the reasons why you should never contribute a fucking dime to some fuck-ass radio guy who's trying his hand at podcasting. But I'm not going to. I have to stop. If I get rolling, I'll never fucking quit. Thank you for joining me for the season 2 premiere of Misanthrope Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. Perhaps even learned something or got a chuckle out of the fucking ordeal. One of the things I'm working on, and I hesitate to even talk about it, is I've recently been going to a few high school football games, and I've decided that I'm going to attempt, anyway, to do a complete theater of the mind kind of audio drama about my experience
at high school football games. The things I see and the things that I can't not see at high school football games that really detract from the overall experience. It's something that I'm working on. It's a really fucking big project, and it was what I was going to do for the season 2 premiere of Misanthrope Radio, but it's just too fucking big. It's taken me forever to get all the fucking parts and pieces worked out and get it all fucking scripted out in my mind and actually produced. So I wanted to jump in here today and do an episode just to kick off season 2 to let you know I had not, what's the term that I heard used the other day? Pod faded. I think that means when a podcaster just says fuck it and doesn't put out any more episodes anymore. Okay, well, I haven't pod faded. I'm still around. I'm still doing this. It's just I bit off a little more than I could chew with the fucking Lorenzo goes to high school football experience oral fucking I'm trying to put out. It was a bit much for me. All right. Until next time.